This is WCRS, LPFM, Columbus, Ohio, 98.3 and 102.1. You're listening to Simply Healthy Radio. This is Chris Keller. My guest today from Adam H. are Eve Fitch, the Network Manager for Youth and Family Services, and Ibn Smith, who has worked in the prevention field for 23 years and for the last 16 years for Directions for Youth and Families. Welcome, Eve and Ibn.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And let's start off. First, tell me your relationship with Adam H. at this point. So we can, and Adam H. is the Mental Health Board of Franklin County, just to clarify that. And Eve, what is your connection? And I know that I said, you know, what your title is, but that doesn't really say what you do.
Yeah, I'm kind of the liaison to our contract providers. So we have many youth-serving agencies in our community. Directions for Youth and Family is one of those. We have the Buckeye Ranch, Nationwide Children's Hospital, St. Vincent's, and I'm going to miss a bunch because I think there's about 16 of them.
Okay.
So there are quite a few that are here in our county. And I liaison with them back to our Alcohol, Drug, and Mental Health Board in terms of funding options, treatment goals,
And Ibn, what's your relationship with Adam H.? You're one of the independent
contract providers.
Okay.
And it is mainly from a funding standpoint. Adam is the clearinghouse for our Ohio Department of Alcohol and Drug Addiction Services money, and also from they are one of our city. They actually manage the money that the city gives us for the program. So they actually contract really all of that money to us, in which we provide after-school and summer services.
Adam H. deals with drug abuse issues and mental health issues, and today we're going to talk mostly about drug prevention programs. And tell me, if you would, let's just jump right into it. What factors would cause a child to start using or experimenting with drugs?
Well, I think there are, you know, if we could really answer that question, we'd be able to do a lot better job of prevention. There are so many factors that play in substance abuse, in particular, you know, peer pressure is one that we've really recognized a lot, and one that we can use prevention methods because we can encourage positive peer involvement.